This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch here into the second hour of the program. First hour, we talked about the impending possible crisis in Oroville, California, with a dam. Not the dam itself is failing, but that the spillways are potentially failing, and
one of them being an earthen spillway.
Right.
And if that winds up failing because the entire dam itself is earthen, it could, even though they're saying, you know, like, oh, the dam itself is structurally sound, if an earthen spillway of an earthen dam collapses, it could wind up causing the earthen dam to have some failure.
Really?
Itself.
I hadn't seen that analysis. They're not saying that. They were separate portions. Like, they're not together, necessarily. But nonetheless,
it's close enough. Like, the spillway isn't, like, a mile upstream. It's a couple hundred feet to one side.
So, anyway, with you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We pretty much hammered that topic out, but you're certainly welcome to call in, especially if you're, you know, happen to be in the area and you want to report what's going on down there. We actually heard from one of our listeners at the beginning of the show. If you missed that, you can always grab the archive later tonight over at freetalklive.com or tomorrow, whenever's convenient for you. It'll be there pretty much forever, or as long as the internet is around, or so on and so forth. So you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. But coming up, California secession over at Salon.com, which is a fairly lefty kind of website. They've actually got a story called An Independent California Isn't That Wacky of an Idea. We've heard a lot of derision around the idea of secession for California, especially coming from some people on the left who want to stick it out and try to fight back to retake control of the federal government so they can, you know, enforce their will on the people of the United States. But many are saying, you know what, why not just leave? And this is a kind of an interesting piece about that. But also, how can you leave when you've got the governor coming on bended knee to the federal government begging for a bailout? We'll tell you about that coming up.
Or begging for your own stuff back. Which is actually the case in California.
Well, that's true. But let's go on to Dave first in New Hampshire. He's on the line. Dave, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, total change of subject. Maybe something a little lighter and happier.
Sure.
I had an interesting experience. As you know, I was in Colorado for a couple months. And on my way to Colorado, on the plane, getting on one of the planes in Washington, D.C., a connecting flight, I was talking to somebody in front of me, and person behind me said, "Hey, you're Ridley."
Awesome.
I guess they were just an Oklahoma resident who was watching a lot of the videos and knew what was going on. And he said he was a federal contractor, but he really liked the videos. And said, "Oh, that's nice. The message is getting out." And anyway, so later on, I had an issue where I was kicked out of a library for trying to film a political event there.
Right.
I went back a few days later to demonstrate against the library, and someone walked up to me and said, "Hey, you're Ridley." This is in Colorado Springs.
Right.
And so they knew again all what was going on. Yeah, Keene, New Hampshire, right? And of course, I don't live in Keene, but at least I got the state right. And then,
well, you have lived in Keene on more than one occasion, and yeah, you kind of move around. Yeah.
And then,
and freekeen.com is one of your longest running advertisers, so it could be understandable why someone would confuse you with possibly living here, given that you're frequently saying on your show, on your YouTube channel, freekeen.com.
But a couple weeks after that, I was just walking from point A to point B in a Walmart at night. It was kind of late at night. And walked past one of the workers, and he said, "Hey, you're Ridley."
Wow, man.
Because they didn't all say it exactly that way, right? You know,
yeah.
But pretty much the same thing. So the word apparently is getting out. You know, I mean, people know what we're doing. It's our job to make a sort of a strange light glow on the map of New England, right? Like the where New Hampshire is, there should be a pulsing glow that interests people. And
yeah, you're really doing your part.
Yeah, that's all we need to do to succeed in it. So apparently we're succeeding.
Well, your channel's got what? 20? What is it? 26,000 last I looked? Probably more than that now. How many subscribers are you up to? Do you know offhand?
It's got about 30,000 subscribers.
Wow.
And about 30 million, about 30 million hits.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I mean, how do you react when that happens? I mean, some people, it's awkward. Some people, they love it. I mean, how do you handle that?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I'm a narcissistic when it comes to that. I even like it when they don't like me, right?
Mm-hmm. So. The people who don't like you are less likely to say something, in my opinion. You know, if somebody...
They're just gonna like, wow, that might encourage him if we were to talk to him.
Yeah, well, and also, you know, they don't like you, so they probably don't want to say, you know, say anything to you. They don't want you to pull out your video camera and record them. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Is there more you wanted to share, or was that it?
Nope. That's it.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Ridley, for those that don't know, one of the earliest movers here is part of the libertarian mass migrations that are going on to New Hampshire. He moved actually before I did and has been one of the most prolific and consistent creators of content. It's a very small group of people who are prolific, consistent creators of liberty-oriented content. Daryl, I would say you are one of them. I'm one of them. Dave Ridley is one of them, and he does great work. And I'm glad that he's back in New Hampshire after visiting Colorado for a bit.
Yep, and I'm sure you probably remember very briefly when Ridley was doing 5-minute Ridley reports for the LRN stream.
Yeah, that's right. He had a Ridley Report podcast.
Yeah.
Ridley News or something. I forget what it was called. Ridley Report Audio News.
If libraries are harassing him, I'm going to have to change my go-to example for just a mundane government agency. Maybe there aren't any more, because that's usually my go-to of like, well, you know, maybe you shouldn't be a government agent, but it doesn't necessarily violate the NAP to be a librarian. That's like the example I always use.
The NAP is a non-aggression principle. Now,
apparently, if there
you haven't seen the video then, I take it.
No.
Oh, it's pretty outrageous. It actually wasn't the librarians that were messing with him. It was the security staff. So apparently at this library, they actually have, in Boulder or wherever it was, they actually have...
I think it's Colorado Springs.
Whichever.
Unless the event brought it with them.
No. I think they were there normally. They had like a little security desk area where they were working. So they actually have security guards at this library, and they were behaving just like, you know, you would expect cops to behave, even though they were private security. So, yeah, Dave Ridley, RidleyReport.com.
And there was some kind of event, and the organizers of the event, even though it was open to the public,
right,
said,
they complained.
But not you.
Yep. He wanted to go in and record video of what was supposed to be a public meeting. It was like an anti-Trump event. And Ridley's not pro-Trump, but he just wanted to go and see what the anti-Trump folks were talking about. And I guess his camera made him nervous.
See, and if you have a point that's of national relevance, I don't see why you wouldn't want to be recorded.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yes, come record me. Anybody want to find me at the library, record me, talk about my views.
Right, I mean, because then more people will see
it.
Like, more people would see it
isn't
then.
Isn't that the point of saying things in the first place?
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So we were talking about California and the flooding danger in the Oroville area, but also in other news, you got a story from mercurynews.com, February 11th. In December, Governor Jerry Brown asserted California's independence and blasted Donald Trump for dismissing climate change. However, on Friday, the governor turned to his potential nemesis for help, specifically asking the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to declare a major disaster after the state was hammered by storms, floods, and mudslides. The request could be an early test of relations between the Democrats who run the nation's largest state and the new Republican administration. If you may recall, Trump was talking about defunding California in response to California.
He was talking about defunding every place that he deemed a sanctuary jurisdiction.
That's what it was.
And there was an executive order signed about this thing.
Because California was talking about doing a statewide sanctuary jurisdiction. That's why Trump was threatening. Thank you for the reminder. We'll continue here. More on California. And will they be declaring independence? Some are saying it's actually not such a crazy idea after all. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Also, you can shop with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter the shopping link. You'll find there. There's Walmart. There's also Amazon, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It's that easy. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping taken care of and help Free Talk Live at the same time. We appreciate it when you do that. So thank you. Shop.freetalklive.com. We go to your calls and thoughts. More about California. And how, on one hand, there's a bunch of people that want to secede, but on the other hand, you got the governor of the state going and begging the federal government for some FEMA money. First, let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Daryl.
Yes, I wanted to let you know that we are trying to get a scarlet letter driver's license that's marked against a DWI. So then you have to...
Driver's license or license plate?
No, driver's license. So then, after you have several markings, they would just refuse to sell you alcohol with your ID. And then hopefully that...
Ridiculous.
Your brothers and sisters and your friends would get tired of you bothering them to buy them alcohol, and they'll just get annoyed. And then you'll quit drinking. That's
because isolating everyone from all their friends and family is a great way to get them to quit doing drugs.
Well, you know what? I think it's a good idea. Because you know what? If you ask a favor from your friend, you have to give them a favor. Like give them $10 or $15 for the aggravation. And eventually it's going to cost you a lot of money to be asking other people to keep buying you alcohol.
Right, but people who are in that position, and look, I'm not saying
they'll spend whatever it takes.
Drunk driving is awesome because it's not, and nobody should do it, and it's bad, and it's assault basically to all the people around you unless you're doing it on your own property. But people don't go get drunk that often, that hard, because they're happy and they have lots of friends. So,
and also, there are other forms of ID that you can show the, like, 17-year-old girl working the cash register.
Like what, a passport?
Passport.
That's not true everywhere.
They might make it illegal in New Mexico.
But, so...
I'm not even finding anything about changing
driver's
license. I did find something about Ohio.
I've got the story here.
I mean, so if your life is just that horrible, you're going to be willing to pay the 10 or 15 or 20 bucks or a favor or whatever it is to make it just not horrible for a couple of hours.
Yep, that's true. They'll pay whatever the cost. And there's no doubt about it. Now, Sarah, thanks for bringing the story to the forefront here. And ultimately, they're going to do whatever it takes. Just like a teenager trying to acquire alcohol, the person who's been banned from acquiring alcohol is also going to jump through whatever hoops they need to jump through. And even if their friends won't help them out, they can still just hang out outside of the liquor store and just wait for somebody to show up. Where they can, you know, give them a few bucks and then have them buy it for them. But I do have the story. Thanks for the call, Sarah. So let's talk about this. KRQE reporting that a New Mexico lawmaker, so this hasn't passed yet, this is a proposal, has an idea to curb drinking and driving, and that is sure to have people talking. She wants to give convicted drunk drivers special licenses that keep them from buying alcohol, some of them for life. It's pretty simple. The lawmaker thinks that if you make it harder for them to get their hands on alcohol, that you'll make it harder for them to drink and drive. Experts tell KRQE News 13, for many drunk drivers, it's a habitual behavior. Most people will drive up to 1,000 times before they're arrested the first time, said the executive director of the DWI Resource Center. And the lack of enforcement in New Mexico is making the problem worse. She says we have one of the lowest arrest rates ever. She says that... Okay, we'll make a note. They didn't get their ignition lock. Okay, they didn't finish their treatment. End of story. A lawmaker is proposing a new solution. The bill takes away the ability to purchase alcohol after a second DWI conviction. Those offenders would get the same style driver's license as a person under the age of 21. After the second conviction, quote, an offender shall forfeit the privilege to purchase, possess, or consume intoxicating liquor in the state for 1 year. After the third conviction, the person forfeits the right to buy or drink alcohol
for life. So they're going to do what they do to people who are under 21 and make you have to hide your drinking, which of course just makes drinking so much safer when you have to hide the fact that you're doing it. And if you can't admit that you're drinking, by the way, you can't say, oh, I can't drive yet, because you're not allowed to be to say that you're drinking, so you have no reason not to drive. So now you kind of have to drive.
Some people believe stiffer penalties could be the deterrent that saves a life. Connie Moore says you only have to have one accident where you run over a child or crash into something. Others that we spoke with said they don't think the law would make a difference. Ryan Hanahar said you could still have access to alcohol, have anyone buy it for you. Well, I suspect that this bill will also address that in the same way that it's illegal to buy for someone under the age of 21.
Impossible. Like, it would be...
No, but it would be illegal.
In New Hampshire, it's illegal to purchase alcohol for someone else.
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying there.
The liquor the laws are technically written to where you cannot distribute alcohol.
Right. And that give it away.
I can't hand you a beer
right.
unless I have a liquor license. And since you are prohibited from going to any of the liquor stores in New Hampshire, the only way you can obtain liquor is for someone to wind up committing either a misdemeanor
felony.
Or a felony.
That's right.
Well, if you give them money, then it's a felony, but if they just buy it and give it to you, then it's a misdemeanor, is my understanding.
Some statutes don't get enforced, and that's one of them that tends to not get enforced. But the one where you buy alcohol for underage people definitely gets enforced.
Yes.
And I suspect they would do the same thing in New Mexico if this were to actually pass.
And I just want to point out the reason that I had asked if Sarah was talking about license plates instead of driver's licenses is there are some states where they will give you, if you've
they'll
been convicted.
A lot of them like on the third offense.
A badge of shame.
Like that, yeah.
They'll give you like a red license plate that stands out so that cops can see it from very far away.
That's interesting.
So if you know somebody who's under 21 and they're asking you to buy alcohol, you pretty much know that they're under 21 for the most part. This kind of endangers a lot of people who are mostly innocent because it's still illegal for secondhand sales, I'm presuming. But
yeah.
You don't necessarily know that the person who's like, oh, yeah, can you stop by the store and get, like, you know, a bag of chips and a case of beer?
You don't know they're restricted.
You don't know necessarily that they have a DWI, whereas you know if it's your 17-year-old cousin or something. And then I kind of want to point out, I'm not defending drunk driving at all, but why are there all these kids, like, standing in the middle of the road at 2 o'clock in the morning when they're going to be hit by drunk drivers? Like, why is that? Why are they there? Because they're always like, you're going to hit a kid. Okay?
Well, drunk drivers drive all the time. I mean, it's not just after dark when drunk drivers are on the roads.
Right.
I mean, most people aren't drunk at noon on Wednesday.
Most people aren't drunk, you know, hopefully at midnight either, but there are still drunk people on the roads anytime.
The number of drunk people on the roads at midnight and 2 o'clock in the morning is higher than at 10 a.m.
No doubt. All I'm saying is.
Well, it's like because the bar is closed and they kick you out and make you go drive now.
I mean, we've seen drunk cops driving on the road in the middle of the daytime. There's a story in Indianapolis.
Yeah, where he ran over a girl.
That's right. 855-453-free, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, whether it's alcoholism or California. You can talk about anything you want.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request over first if you have yet to do that. That's how you get into our contacts list. And then from that point forward, it's easy to call us on Skype, which is what Steven Zeiler has done. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live from the seacoast of New Hampshire.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, I'm in Portsmouth. Hey. I moved here last year.
Yes.
Hey, Melanie.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I'm very excited about being here. It's been really fun so far. I'm able to hang out with so many cool libertarians. And yeah. I wanted to announce a festival and invite all of the listeners to Free Talk Live to... Ooh. This year's Somalia Fest.
Really?
In northern New Hampshire.
Now, this year, so it happened last year, didn't it?
Yeah, so we started Somalia Fest last year as a trial within Pork Fest. And
Pork Fest,
know,
for those that don't know, yeah, I'm sorry, is the Free State Project, which is one of the Liberty migrations to New Hampshire. They put on this yearly festival, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Last year there was some drama surrounding it, given that they banned me from their festival and also therefore banned Free Talk Live from broadcasting from the festival. So I don't know if Somalia Fest came out of all that, but I felt like to some extent that was part of the influence.
Yeah, definitely. Somalia Fest came out of that, and Pork Fest is awesome. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I love the people there. But it's taking a particular direction to attract a certain type of person.
What kind of person, would you say?
Well, a more conservative type of person who doesn't focus on certain issues of civil liberties and freedom, and specifically people who like want to have families and be conservative and move and buy houses. I think.
Mm-hmm. When I don't and I don't see anything wrong with that. Just don't do it at an acid fest in a strip tent.
Well, that's what they're basically
saying. They're trying
saying.
To change it. They're trying to change
the festival. They have changed it, and they're sponsored in large part, I think, by the Koch brother organization,
mm-hmm.
which does some great things. But it's been a turnoff for a lot of people. They're trying to raise the price of the event to exclude people.
They've doubled the price from last year to this year, and it had gone up year after year, and the way they doubled the price was they kept the price the same but cut the days in half. So per day, the cost is basically twice.
Well, I mean, Porkfest isn't really that expensive.
No, but it's gotten a lot more expensive. It has gotten more expensive over the years.
It's like $80 now, right?
It's super managed. It's like all planned and organized by these official people, and there's officials and there's structure.
Right. The first one that I attended in 2010, it was basically show up and
do whatever.
You can sell stuff. We ask the people that are selling to kind of be in one general area and just show up and do whatever.
And it totally just has changed
and
since
2 years later, it was, if you want to sell stuff, you let us know, and then we will reserve the site for you.
And you got
to
pay extra.
Rogers, and then this, and then that.
Yeah.
Well, that was like 2 years ago when they wound up having the, you have to pay a fee to be a vendor.
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't here for that, and I never experienced that kind of event.
Right.
And so I want to have my own event.
All right.
Or rather, a lot of people have said this. They want maybe a more low-key event or something that's outside of this Free State Project organization.
Something and that's so, not centrally managed, right? Something that's not centrally controlled, where you know, just sort of show up and like the Pork Fest of old days, just you know, you want to sell stuff? Sell stuff from your campsite.
And there may or may not have been people selling alcohol.
Right. You want to make food without government permission? Go ahead. Do that. Freedom.
Well, Somalia Fest is completely unofficial. It is June 16th through June 20th. To the weekend before Pork Fest, and it's at Rogers Campground.
So last year it coincided with the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It was like a little portion of it. You had the Somalia Fest participants sort of buying campsites together, as I understood it, right?
It was more of a kind of spiritual thing at Pork Fest. You know, people were, I don't know, they were doing the Somalia Fest thing and pretending to be outside of the Free State Project organization. But anyway, this time, it's Somalia Fest the weekend before, so you can do a whole week still at Rogers. But also on Saturday is the Pirate Party Convention and Disco.
No way. The Pirate Party from the UK, or the, not the UK, but from Europe?
Well, the Pirate Party is... It's a bunch of different parties, but they are all based around libertarian political organization. It's been sweeping Europe. They have membership in the European Parliament. And generally, the pirate parties support civil rights, direct democracy and participation in government, and reform of copyright and patent laws. They're in favor of free sharing of knowledge, information, privacy, and freedom of information, that kind of thing. And I wanted to also have a party and a disco. So I thought Saturday would be a great day to have a party pirate-themed convention where we're talking about these kind of rights and then have a dance party.
Do I have to wear a pirate hat and an eye patch to get into the disco pirate party?
Yes. There also are no tickets, so you can show up,
there's no security.
The pirate people might not be pleased.
Now, is there a pirate party in New Hampshire?
There is apparently a New Hampshire pirate party.
There's a Facebook
Granite State. Yeah, there's a Facebook page, so it's not official.
Right.
And I think a lot of people are interested in this pirate party thing, so we could actually maybe have some working group happen there, or
maybe it could launch at this event.
I think the guy that runs the Facebook page for the New Hampshire Pirate Party is either a member of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire or definitely friendly towards us.
So I think this is a great idea, and I'm glad to see that people are moving forward with it as a separate event this year. Because last year there was a lot of talk about, we ought to do something besides Porkfest, you know, an alternative to Porkfest, and it never really materialized.
Well, I mean, it takes longer than a few months to get that together.
No doubt. But in this case, they're not
trying to do not Porkfest at another campground, and for some reason they weren't able to do that?
Yeah, what happened? Go ahead.
A negative is never inspiring, you know? It's got to be inspiring. I think the Pirate Party and Somalia Fest is way more inspiring than not Pork Fest.
I mean, I just like things with the name Somalia in them.
Well, what happened specifically there, Daryl, was that it was actually Shire Dude who was going to go tour this other campground.
Yes.
And I guess he'd put it out there that he was going to do it, and some of the haters, we don't know who, but some of the haters got wind of it, and they called the campground and told them, hey, these are a bunch of drug users or, you know, whatever it was that they said, anarchists, whatever it was they said to the campground. The campground called him up and said, you know what, don't come out, we don't want your event.
Wow.
Yeah. So we don't know if it was the haters from within the Free State Project who did that, or if it was like the Stop Free Keen haters, but I suspect it was the former.
Sounds more like the FSP.
Yeah, I suspect it was them. So they
This is no event. There's no event. There's no organizers. There's no official anything. So
well, I think that was one of the things.
A campground.
There was some discussion about this actually on the Keen Chat Telegram group today, actually, and people were a little bit concerned there was, like, not even a website, so they were worried that it would be hard to promote with just a Facebook event, given that not everyone's on Facebook. Was there any planned? Because there's supposed to be, like, a State Free Project tie-in, but apparently that site doesn't have any mention, or it's down or something like that. Is there going to be any kind of web presence, even though you're not organizing it, is there going to be some sort of web presence to at least announce this beyond a Facebook event?
Yeah, definitely. We'll get that up pretty soon. There's a post on the Shire Society forum. There's a Facebook event, and it will grow and grow as more people give me some input or offer it on the Facebook page.
So are you the organizer who's not organizing?
I am going to be there attending, and I'll be playing music at the disco.
All right, sounds good. Steven, thanks for calling in. Keep us in the loop on this as it develops, even though it's not being centrally planned, will you?
All right, I will.
It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can join us there. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you need to know about MyPillow. I use it every single night. It's a great pillow, and if it wasn't, I would have stopped using it last year when I first got it. But it's what I use every single night, every nap. I'm on MyPillow. And Daryl, you've got one as well.
Yes.
You could get yours by going to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Get one at half price, two for the price of one. It's up to you how many pillows you order, but you get to decide within the first 60 days. If you don't like it for some reason, just send it back to them, and they'll give you your purchase price back. Plus, it's guaranteed to last for 10 years. They really stand behind their product over there at MyPillow, and they've also designed it to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position, as well as they made it washable. You can put it in your washer and dryer. It's designed for that. It's an amazing product, and you can get it for half off by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, code FTL over at MyPillow.com. You know, we just had Stephen on the line. He's one of the organizers of the unorganized event, Somalia Fest, that is expected to happen this summer at the very same campground at which the Porcupine Freedom Festival happened and is happening, but it has happened for so many years at Rogers Campground. Beautiful location. I missed being able to broadcast at that particular event, but we did have the pleasure of broadcasting from Rogers last year anyway because we went to Hemp Fest. So this will be fun because it'll be another libertarian or voluntarist or anarchist or whatever you want to call them, camping festival, liberty-minded camping festival, without all the centralized control that had happened over the years to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So to learn more about that, you can look up Somalia Fest on Facebook or go to the Shire Society forums at forum.shiresociety.com. Stephen just posted over there just a few moments ago about this event. So far, the State Free Project website is down, so that is you cannot go there to learn more about it, but perhaps maybe if you're listening to this on the podcast, maybe it'll be up by the time you hear this. You might want to check back over there. No tickets, which I think is a very exciting idea. Just determining the dates at which people can go and gather together and camp together in, you know, an atmosphere with a bunch of other liberty-minded folks. There are cool things that happen when you get a bunch of libertarians together. Hey, you know what? That's kind of the whole idea behind the migration of people to New Hampshire. We want Somalia Fest 52 weeks out of the year, not just 1 week out of the year. We want thousands of liberty-minded people to be here in New Hampshire living nearby one another, helping one another with their various different projects, different activist projects. For instance, Daryl, you and I tomorrow, and I think maybe Heather, are going to be heading out to the State House for week number 6 of Liberty Lobby.
Yep.
Which, you are the Liberty Lobbyist. We're just kind of tagging along for fun. And, you know, speaking, we're not, me and Heather are not lobbyists in that we're not paid to speak to these bureaucrats and politicians, but we'll be there. We'll be testifying on various different pieces of legislation because we believe that it makes a difference, that there are some legislators who have not made up their mind or at least open-minded enough to consider other ideas. And just as an example of how accessible the political system is here in New Hampshire, there's 400 state representatives.
Yes.
Each of them, and that doesn't include the senators, there's 24 of them. So 400 state representatives. Each of them gets paid $100 a year plus a gas stipend. Not a very high-paying job. So these people are pretty down-to-earth. These are, you know, generally not people who are, like, high on the power.
I mean, they're volunteers, I feel like.
It's as close to a volunteer, you know, state position as...
I think it was the union leader did a report on one state rep in particular who was claiming fuel stipend on everything he did. So every county delegation meeting that he went to, every time he drove to the state house, every time he went somewhere to meet with constituents,
and he was
claiming
state
fuel
rep.
Stipends on all of these, wound up bringing in $20,000 worth of fuel stipends.
Oh, wow.
In 1 year.
Is that legal?
I don't know. I really don't know.
That needs to be stopped.
Yeah.
But generally these people don't get paid very much at all. And so what I was driving at there was that these are very accessible individuals.
Yes.
These are people who don't have their head in the clouds. They don't, you know, one out of 400, that's not a lot of power. They don't wield a whole lot of power and influence. Their one vote doesn't really count for all that much in the scheme of things. And so, you know, it's not like they're out there being bought by oil companies or whoever. There's 400 of them.
Right.
And so connecting with these folks is pretty easy to do. And over time, when you're there often enough and you start going to some of these Liberty events, you see that a lot of these guys are showing up and you'll start to get to talk to them. So if you attend the social events that happen here in New Hampshire, a lot of times you're going to be at an event and there might be a handful of state representatives there just milling about and talking to folks. So as an example of sort of the moving those relationships forward and how they end up working out in the favor of more freedom in the state house. There was a bill last week that I put up the video from over at freekeen.com. You can see 6 videos from our hearings that some of us went to last week that I recorded. And one of them was a proposal to remove the 24% what they call penalty assessment. Now, Melanie, you are trained as an attorney, so I'm sure you'll appreciate this. The penalty assessment here.
The 420 fee?
Yeah, well, you can call it that. The reason you're calling it that is because it used to be 20%, it's now 24%, and the fine on criminal charges receives this penalty assessment. So back when it was 20%, the fine for cannabis possession typically was $350. Add to that the 20% penalty assessment, and it came out to a total of $420. So it was like, ha, 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 you know, anytime somebody got convicted of marijuana, $420 was what they had to pay. So then they raised it to 24%. It's now $434 anytime somebody gets caught with pot. But this penalty assessment applies to every criminal conviction. So whatever fine you receive for a criminal conviction in court, tack on another 24%. And, of course, as I testified to the Criminal Justice Committee, this is a tax on poor people. This is a tax on victimless criminals. This is, you know, it's already bad enough to have to pay $350, but then to add another, you know, 20% or 24% on top of that. And then plus a lot of the people who get convicted in courts, of course, are not wealthy. So they are frequently asked by the judge, well, can you pay this all today? And, you know, 90% of the time the answer is no, I can't. And so then they have to get on a payment plan. They finance their fine with the court for another 20% on top of that. So my argument was, this is hurting peaceful people. This is hurting victimless criminals mostly. And it's not necessary. Just let the fine be what the fine is and end it there. So I didn't feel like the committee was going to, you know, move forward with this in any way, because it's going to hurt the state's revenue. If this penalty assessment gets eliminated, the state's going to argue against it because, well, we need to punish people worse, and plus this is going to all these great programs. So I don't expect that
and
it's going
to
go through.
What are the great programs that 24% goes to?
One of them is apparently police training. Another one is a victim assistance fund or something like that.
Oh, wow. Even Louisiana did not force people to contribute to the Victims Assistance Fund unless they committed a crime that, like, vaguely had a victim.
Yeah, well, that's why I said to the somebody brought that up about the, well, it's going to victims. Are you opposed to helping victims? I said, no, I'm not opposed to helping victims, but I support people doing it on a voluntary basis. And
unless they're the aggressor, but there is no victim.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The victim of somebody smoking a joint.
Well, the victims are the people who are arrested for victimless crimes.
Well, right.
So
there's no victim of that.
Right. But that's what I was telling them, was the state is creating these victims. And so anyway, I didn't expect Criminal Justice Committee to go and move this forward, and it's not being exact next week, so we don't know what's going to happen. But I made a post on a Facebook group where there's a bunch of these liberty reps or liberty-friendly state reps in there, and I tagged one of them who I know who is on that particular committee. And I asked him, I said, you know, John, would you be willing to move ought to pass on this? And further, if this ends up getting shot down by the committee, would somebody be willing to take it off of what they call the consent calendar? The consent calendar is where they put all the bills that get overwhelmingly rejected or passed in the committees, and then they don't even, you know, really get voted on individually in
the state
house.
There's these 100 bills on the consent calendar. Do you want to adopt the committee recommendation? All in favor say aye.
Right.
All opposed say nay. It passes.
But they have a chance
recommendation
to pull
adopted.
One off. They have a chance to say, somebody out in the state representative can say, I want to remove this thing from consent, and
right.
then it goes to
and
the
more
floor.
More than one can be pulled off. So
right.
it's not a thing of,
it's
you
not
can
either
only
or.
Remove one
right.
bill
Wait,
from
so
the consent
could,
calendar.
You could be elected and then you just remove everything from
yep,
the consent
you could
calendar.
Do that. And they would hate you. A lot of them would hate you for
I mean, it's not like they don't hate me now.
Exactly.
It's
which is why
not,
it would be fun.
That's not my plan, and I don't have any plan to do that.
So actually,
I
Caleb
think the
Dyer.
The record is like 20 bills being removed from consent.
So actually, it was Caleb Dyer, the new libertarian state rep.
Yes.
Who committed to remove it from the consent calendar if it
Yay.
Gets put on it, and also John Burt, who's one of the liberty-friendly Republicans, who said he would move to ought to pass the bill.
Nice.
So all you got to do is ask these folks for help, and a lot of them will step forward.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.